So we have a small change in today's program. Dr. Cotrano is not able to be here, and Dr. Nitkin is going to be giving presentation in his stead, but we're going to move his presentation till last. I should mention that this symposium was actually organized by Dr. Michael Marge. Dr. Marge is chief of our program of successful aging, which he has done by personal example. And we're grateful to Mike for helping us out in organizing this program. So a few brief introductory remarks. Why did we want to talk about rehabilitation research at APHA? I don't think it is a surprise to anyone who reads the newspaper, even on an intermittent basis, that we have a very significant issue with allocation of healthcare resources and healthcare spending in this country. We spend more on healthcare than any other country on the planet, and our health outcomes are definitely in the middle of the pack. We have our own particular reason for focusing on this, and if you look at the distribution of healthcare spending, the top 5% of individuals in terms of healthcare costs actually consume over half the resources in healthcare spending for this country. The top 10% account for about 70% of the healthcare spending in this country. And who are those folks? They're folks who have chronic diseases and functional limitations. This set of pie graphs is very instructive. So if you look at the pie graph on the left, this is data from 2006, those people who have chronic disease and functional limitations, the combination of those two problems, account for only 14% of the population. Those individuals with no chronic disease or functional limitation account for 48% of the population. However, if you look at healthcare spending, and this is spending overall in the nation, the figures are exactly reversed. Those individuals who have no chronic disease or functional limitation account for only 14% of our healthcare dollar, whereas those individuals who have chronic disease and functional limitation account for nearly half of all healthcare spending. Moreover, the more trouble you have in completing your activities of daily living, the greater are the relative odds that you're going to be in the top 5% of healthcare spenders. In other words, the more functional limitation you have, the more likely it is that you will consume a high proportion of healthcare resources. So the issue is, if we want to learn to manage our healthcare resources better, we have to learn how to provide better quality care at more affordable prices for individuals with chronic disease and disability. There are some opportunities here. CMS has new authority to do demonstrations and actually to implement successful demonstrations directly into policy. There is a new Patient Care Outcomes Research Institute that is interested in funding demonstration projects. And our reason for organizing this seminar is that we would like to see more research applications to develop new ideas on management of chronic disease and disability. We'd like to see proposals for pilot trials, for clinical trials, for new approaches to behavior change. We want you to come up with new ideas and submit them to us, and we'll do our best to help you get research funding to explore your ideas. And here are some contacts at my center. These are the program officers who have different portfolios, and please feel free to email them with your ideas or questions. That's what we get paid for, is trying to help you get funded to explore your ideas.